question was asked, what is the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum? That the Talmud tells us, Le'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyotav im Hatzibur. A person should always finish the parsha with the congregation. Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. You read the parsha twice, and once the translation, which we'll assume is Unkulos. V'afilu Atarot v'Divon. And even when you read the words Atarot v'Divon, which are technically names of cities, so there's no translation for a name of a city, you just say the name of the city. Right? So do that, even that, you read twice, and you read the translation of the name twice. So we have this rabbinic institution that every week we're supposed to read the parsha twice, and once with the translation. The ideal is the translation of Unkelos, for those who understand it. If one does not understand Unkelos, or finds it difficult, one could read it with Art Scroll, one could read it with the commentary of Rashi, one can learn other commentaries that also explain every verse, and one has fulfilled that obligation. Usually when students come to Machon Meir, we don't discuss this, because they have a million things that they have to do, and this could hinder one's learning. One might not be ready for this when they first step into Machon Meir. It could be only after a few years that one's accustomed to leading an observant lifestyle that one can start doing this. But technically, yes. Every week a person should read through the parasha twice. One of those readings can be with the Baal Kore Shabbos morning, but by the time you come to the meal Shabbos morning, you're supposed to have read through the parasha twice and read an explanation once. Either ideal is Targum. Again, for most people, Targum is difficult in the beginning.
Why is it so important?
Well, Unkelos's translation, the Talmud says, is a tradition we have all the way back to Sinai. Unkelos was the one who arranged it, put it all into writing, but he didn't invent it. So that explanation of the verse is very important. You see, when the rabbis instituted reading the Torah publicly, they read it with the Targum Unkelos.
Like the Yemenites do.
Correct. The Yemenites do that till today. What a long kriyas Torah. Boy. But, it's double the length or more. Yeah. Yeah, but that's what they do.
Yeah,